I pulled out the only photo I had of the woman I believed was my mother. I mustn't mess this up. Quickly, I placed my hand on the photo. For me, magic was more instinctive than learned, as I was so new at my craft. Other than the ability to see certain ghosts, whether I wanted to or not, I'd never known I was a witch until a couple of months ago. It explained so much about why I'd always felt different. But since I hadn't grown up with the guidance of others like me, I was finding my way as though feeling ahead in the darkness. Spirits of air, earth, water, and fire, let my eyes see and my ears hear whatever this woman has to say. May I hear the message she would convey. So I will, so mote it be. I felt more focused and powerful for saying my made-up spell, and that gave me the confidence to enter the cafe. A bell above the door dinged, and a woman sitting by the window looked up at me. A cold shiver crept down my spine and my arms began to tingle. This was Joanna. I knew it, even though I also knew I'd never set eyes on her before. Weird. Super weird. Could it be that Joanna was a witch like me? Is that why I was feeling an instant bond? A sense of kinship? Ugh. If only that was something you could ask a stranger. Hi, nice to meet you. Are you a witch as well? The woman smiled and stood. Bobby? I grinned and nodded. Here she was, Joanna, the woman who had known my mother during the summer she worked at Broomwood. I had the urge to throw my arms around her, but checked myself, for I fatally embarrassed both of us. All things considered, I was lucky Joanna had even accepted my invitation to talk. On the phone, I couldn't tell if she was being polite or actually really nice. Ever since I'd first come to Broomwood, my search for my parents had been like a series of outstretched hands gently guiding me and then slipping out of reach. It was so hard to tell, even now with this smiling woman ahead of me, if someone was an ally or an enemy. But then Joanna waved me over, and I felt another rush of warmth. She looked younger than 47, with shiny blonde hair cut into a thick chin-length bob. Behind a pair of champagne-colored square glasses, warm brown eyes blinked at me, full of curiosity. And kindness, too. Could it be that she shared the same feeling of recognition?